This is Soulful Living on Empower Radio. Here's your host, Terry Williams.
It's so soothing and so nice that I kind of get lost in the tune and I forget that I'm on air and I have to be here. So welcome to Soulful Living, everybody. Today, I've got a great guest lined up, Shan Vanderlink. She is a transition and transformation goddess. I mean, aren't we all going through some type of transition? And transformation at the end of it, you know, kind of like the butterfly that comes out of the cocoon and how amazing we can work through that all. For me, the key there is work through it all. You know, when I'm going through a transition, it's how I work through it that really counts. And we're going to chat about that. So enough about me. Welcome, 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 Shan.
A pleasure to be here. Thank you so much, Terry.
You are welcome. So tell me, how did you become known as this transition and transformation goddess, coach?
Well, I gave myself the label transformation goddess because it was fun and it just fit. It just, with the work that I've been doing over the last 10 years and being more aware of and mindful of the goddess energies that surround me. And because I have a good sense of humor and like it. But the transitional part is about 7 years ago, I made a really big change in my professional and personal life by leaving corporate America after 18 years and after 14 of being in a very high-powered, high-paying position that I absolutely loved until I didn't. And so I had the interesting experience of moving through that transition and learning so much along the way and understanding that I was not alone and could be potentially supportive and useful and a good resource and mentor for women who were ready to break free of their golden handcuffs and start out on their own and become entrepreneurs or just transform their lives completely. And that's what I've done. And that's why I'm here.
Well, and it really is a huge shift. I can totally relate to that. Having been in a similar role myself, you know, going in and out of the corporate world and, you know, realizing that there's so much more to it. For me personally, I was predominantly a single mom and had to figure out how to balance bringing home that paycheck and giving up that part of it because it's a huge shift when you go from a real nice cushy position to working for yourself. It's a huge shift. I love what you said there about the golden handcuffs.
Oh yeah, there's no question. And especially when that's something that you've known, you have 14 years making six figures, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then you say, okay, well, I'm ready to jump now and I'm going to be an entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, okay.
Right. And you wake up the next day and you're kind of wondering, what did I do?
Well, and you know, and the thing is you have to have a plan or, you know, I'm so grateful that I didn't react out of emotion. And, you know, there were so many days that I could have just, left in a hurry. And, mm-hmm. And what I often teach is, you know, how you can, receive combat pay while you're working on your plan to exit with grace and ease to the best of your ability so that you can take care of the finances and do the things that need to be done to prepare you for the softest landing possible.
Well, and sometimes we get stuck in that wanting it to happen, you know, instant gratification. We want it to happen now so
oh, yeah.
that we don't recognize that we need a plan.
Right, right. Well, and that's why it's so important to shout from the rooftops that yes, you really do, because being an entrepreneur is awesome, but it's also a lot of hard work. You know, with the passion, with the knowing, with everything that comes with it, you need to be sure that this is the kind of role that you're cut out for. It's one of the reasons why I wrote Life on Your Terms and the Accelerator series that goes along with it, to help people, you know, be supported through these choices and to look at what other people have done before you so that you can be in the best shape possible after you set your intention and then start to take your actionable steps to get to where you want to go.
Mm-hmm. So Life on Your Terms, it's it's four stages of transition. What are the stages of transition that people go through?
The four stages of transition are, the first one is certainly pain and discomfort. This is when you know a change is coming and you can feel it, you can taste it, you might not even know what it is, but you know that things are going to shift. And that leads into the going internal. And this is your cave woman time. This is when we really need to care for ourselves, not call up our willpower, but be really, really gentle and stick to what we know, stick to our routines, and spend a lot of time journaling and being quiet and just allowing ourselves to percolate. And then that leads to the next stage, which is the exploration stage, one of my favorite parts of the transformational process. And when we're in that exploration stage, that's when we start feeling like, oh, this might be possible. And that's when we start signing up for new classes and joining new circles and learning new skills and really allowing ourselves to be open to the possibility of what might come next. And then number four is the celebration stage and, you know, the renaissance of really being in the place that you want to be. And it's a great ride. It's being on the roller coaster with your arms up over your head and you're just like, woohoo! I made it. And that's a great feeling. And the thing to know is that the celebration stage does not last forever. But while you're in it, enjoy it. Enjoy every bit of it. And you will really have something to talk about and something to compare and contrast. Often when we're in that first stage, it doesn't even dawn on us that there's going to be a day when we feel so good about the difficult choice we made or so good about that change.
Well, and I would imagine that, as a coach and in mentoring your clients in that your ability to really be empathetic and relate to where they are, having been there yourself, really enhances that relationship and being able to see that celebration for them at the end, because you're living proof that it happens.
Right, right. And you're right. It's true. And what better way to serve and support your community than to share from that authentic experience?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, all of it, not just the happy part.
Yeah, absolutely.
But all of it, because so many women, especially women, think they're alone in this, and I'm here to say that you're not, and that anything that you wish to change or transform, it just takes some getting to know yourself and getting clear about where you want to go from here, and partnering with somebody like you or me or somebody that they feel a connection with. Mm-hmm. We help you get there faster. We help you move through the transition quicker than you would on your own.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, listeners, we are speaking with Shan Vanderleek. You can find all of her information on the Soulful Living page here at EmpowerRadio.com. She is a life coach and radio and author and all kinds of really amazing things to help you reconnect and empower yourself and really tune into your soul's calling. One of the things that I really loved about connecting with you, Shan, is people want to follow their passion, and they don't necessarily have that that guidance or their tool, those tools to get them there. And you put it in a realistic way. You know, you talked about we feel pain and discomfort, and we do. We feel that pain and discomfort, and we don't necessarily know what to do with it. Now, where do we go from here?
Right.
You know, we don't. And it's really scary.
It can
be. For a lot of us.
Yeah, it really can be. I was on a call this morning before we came together for this interview with a woman who is absolutely paralyzed in fear right now. Mm. And thankfully, after a fairly short conversation, she could start to breathe a little easier and understand that a lot of that fear and a lot of what was going on, she was creating on her own. She was making it so much bigger. I don't know about you, Terry, but that's something that I'm certainly can be very good at too, is making things really big.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh my gosh, how could I ever do that? Or what? And then you start to break it down and get clear about what you're really looking at. And it's not as big as you thought it was at all.
Yeah. And I can do that on both ends of the spectrum. You know, I can make it crummy, super exaggerated, and I can make it celebratory and awesome, celebratory and exaggerated. And for me, it's definitely finding that balance, but it is scary, and people get so caught up in their own story that they can't see the light at the end of the tunnel. So it's awesome to have someone like you to reach out to and say, hey, wait a minute, you know, there really is light at the end of the tunnel, and there are things that you can do to get past it.
There are, and that's, you know, that's one of the reasons why I went beyond the career transition piece to the Sacred Heart teachings piece, because I realized that there were a whole lot of us out there who hadn't taken the time to really get clear and heal our past so that we could open our hearts and experience more joy, experience more of this celebration, and that no wonder so many women are feeling stuck or feeling like, okay, I'd like to put myself at the front of the line, but I really don't know how because I've got this old story weighing me down.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I mean, we've been taught since day one, too, that it's really not our story. We should be small. We shouldn't be celebrating. We should be doing everything else but taking care of ourselves first.
Right, right. And that's just simply not true.
Absolutely. Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I have a 22-year-old daughter, and you know, every once in a while I have to turn her around in the mirror and say, look at yourself, girl. You know, this is not narcissistic to love who you are and to support every part of your being. There's nothing wrong with saying, hey, I'm worth it.
Oh, and the thing is no matter what may have transpired before this moment, no matter how much any of us have spent dwelling in the past or enduring the pain of self-judgment or, you know, the things that the inner critic, that we can allow the inner critic to do just because we don't know any better. Each of us is beloved. We all come from great love. So how is it possible that we could be anything other than the embodiment of great love?
That 100%, I agree. So you have like an intensive coaching program that you offer for predominantly women, right? I mean, you predominantly coach women.
I do. I do. Although it's so funny, as much I market to women, I talk to women, and that's where I am. But it's interesting the men that will come out and say, well, will you work with me? Well, sure. Sure, I will. I think it's a good sign. I've been seeing more of that lately. But yes, I have several programs. I have I have my signature system, and I have, short term, 10 week or 12 week long coaching programs like the Life on Your Terms Accelerator Series, and my newest and my baby that was just birthed a little over a month ago is the Sacred Heart Teachings, and that is the program right now, the intensive program that includes journaling prompts and guided visualizations and gentle yoga and 16 weeks of email correspondence. So that's where my heart is right now, is in the Sacred Heart Teachings and really getting people to see that beneath our personal stories of pain and discomfort, we can access wholeness, love, and compassion. We can do it.
I love the name of it, the Sacred Heart Teachings. We have gotten so far away from really connecting with our heart and our soul and love. I mean, that to me is what it boils down to. It's all about love and loving ourselves first.
I agree. Absolutely. And sometimes we need a little bit of support to get clear about that and to dig in and get to the root of what might be causing our suffering or what might be causing us to get in the way or to self-sabotage ourselves. And then once we get there, everything opens up.
Well, again, it goes back to that story, the story that we have allowed to develop in our lives for so many years.
It sure. And the thing is that story, that can be an old story. That doesn't need to be the only story.
Yeah. And it's a story that probably could be built around shame or suffering and really just outdated programming.
No doubt about it.
So when you work with your clients, are you helping them to write a new story?
Absolutely. But the new story comes after we do the work, after we clear out and heal the past and begin to heal our hearts so that we can be open to that new story. Often we want to charge ahead. We want to skip that step.
Yeah, that instant gratification again.
Right. I'm going to roll out of bed and this is what's going to happen because I said so. But yeah, after that, that's when I partner with people in more personal environment or in a group environment, and then we grow from there and create from there, and that new story comes along, and that takes us back to that. What does it mean to be a transformation goddess? And it begins by putting yourself at the front of the line, no question about it.
Yeah, we really need to connect with that and come out of the cave. I love earlier how you said we need to take some time and, be the cave woman and go back and revisit who we are and really put ourselves first. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So with the Sacred Heart Teachings then, is it online?
Yes, this is a digital program, and so all you need is a computer and high-speed internet. And if you don't have high-speed internet, I've created a private online portal that people can access as well, so they don't have to worry about the big download, because this is a file that contains all of the media. So everything is in this wonderful, I'm kind of a techie geek, if you hear me getting excited. It's all contained in this one file, but then it's also available to those who that would be a nightmare to download, and they can play through the online portal. And then the cool thing about this is that not only is it contained in that way, but you also receive 4 months of communication from me after you make your purchase.
Wow.
And, because often we get excited about something and we make the investment, and then we might not even open it.
Yeah,
for another
I've done that myself.
Days. Yes, I have too. And I thought, how can I stay in front without being obnoxious, stay in front and remind you that, okay, this was speaking to you, And then it gently brings you back through the program over 4 months. And so I've been getting good feedback that that was a good way to put it forward.
That's awesome. And do they, is there any point where you do one-on-one coaching, not necessarily through the, you know, the Sacred Heart teachings, but if somebody wanted to work with you one-on-one, is that a possibility?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I have several different coaching programs that are available depending on what our listeners are interested in. I wanted to make sure that I could provide useful resources to as many people as possible. And as you know, one-on-one coaching, there's so much that you can do as one person yourself. So that's why I've opened it up in this way. But yes, I love working one-on-one and in groups as well. So I have the offerings that are out there that pretty much cover all the bases.
Isn't it amazing, Shan, at the end of, and not necessarily the end, but it's amazing working with clients and seeing that kind of butterfly transition happening. You know, when you start working with somebody and they're in the middle of that pain and discomfort and not sure where they're going to, how they're going to end up at that celebration, isn't it just beautiful to see that happen?
There's nothing better.
Yeah, I have goosebumps.
There really is. There's nothing better because think about it from your own perspective and your own experience, how it feels when you get through something like this alone, but then you get through this with a partner and you get through it that much quicker. And I get to be your witness. I get to witness this and support you. That what could be a better way to serve? I'm not sure there is one.
Yeah, I don't think so either. And, you know, that's an awesome word, witness. My husband and I have been talking about that the last couple of days. And it really is incredible to be that witness, you know, and to be there for not just for them, but for yourself. And I'm not talking about the high of, you know, knowing that it was your work, but just to feel that energy of someone that is so in love with the process and has come out, you know, kind of like in a blaze of glory, to witness that. You feel that energy. You feel that positive energy, and it's so life-changing.
It really is, and it's almost indescribable because it's two human beings are coming together, sharing energy for the purpose of the evolution of both people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, both people are evolving in these relationships, and to be able to serve and support, and then also to be able to receive is pretty astounding, and witnessing and awareness has made all of the difference for me personally and professionally.
Mm-hmm. Well, Shan, as you know from your own work and your own radio show, we are getting down to the wire here. It goes by so fast, doesn't it?
Fast, isn't it?
Yes. So one thing that I really love to do is offer my guests kind of a note, kind of something that people can take out into the world to transform their life, to uplift their soul. If you had one thought, what would you say is something that people can take out into the world to really transform themselves and ease the transition wherever they might be?
Oh my goodness.
I know I'm putting you on the spot, girl.
No, that's okay. That's okay. Really what's coming to mind right now is what I will share. And I think that the most powerful thing that anybody can do right now is forgive themselves, forgive everyone who's ever done them harm. Just understand that stepping into that place of forgiveness, this does apply to that career change. This does apply to your relationship. This does apply to how you care for yourself. Carrying the weight of a painful past is like committing an act of violence against yourself every single day. And so imagine being rid of the burden and the anger and the grudges and anything else that you may have toted with you over the years. And think about how good it would feel to let them all go. And I can tell you from experience that it feels incredible.
It's divine. And I've never really thought of it that way, that you're kind of reliving that over and over by not forgiving. And I thank you for that. Thank you for being here. Thank you for the work that you do. And I'm really looking forward to more connections, Shan.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much. I'm really grateful that you invited me to be here. And the final thing that I would like to share, if it's okay with you, Terry, is I would like to offer your listeners 20% off the Sacred Heart Teachings if they decide that that's something that speaks to them.
Mm.
And all they have to do is visit sacredheartteachings.com and enter heart, and they will receive 20% off.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Again, everybody, go out, make it a great day, and thanks for being here, Shan.
Thank you so much, Terry. It was a pleasure.